the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Easton, Kansas, and getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. It is a matchup of the number one and number two teams in the conference as Pleasant Ridge plays host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Neil back at the CARE Sports Studio. He's our producer and engineer tonight, Neil. Thanks very much for your long hours and hard work. Tom Counts with you here courtside at Valley Falls coming into the ball game today, 13-0 in the conference, 17-0 on the year, number two in Class 2A in the state of Kansas. Pleasant Ridge, they're not too far behind him. They are 11-2 in the conference, 14-3 overall. And tell you what, these two teams are very, very good. They met back on the 17th of December for their very first meeting of the year, and it was an overtime game. Valley Falls coming out obviously in front, 72-65. I've got our best announcers introducing the starters to the crowd on hand here today. And with that, let me bring the starters to you. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, the Dragons under head coach Caleb Gadsmeyer. They're going to be starting Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, and seniors Trenton Kraxner, Brennan Miller, and Avery Gatzmeyer. For Pleasant Ridge and head coach Isaac Jaramillo, they're going to be starting Walker Adams. Also, you're going to have out there Devin Stutz, Braden Howard. Braden's the big guy in the middle. Braden Howard, and if you go to the four spot, you'll find Justin Johnson. And rounding out the starting five is going to be Logan Fying. Valley Falls in the traveling black uniforms with black numbers. That's right. A thin, fine gold piping. We're trimmed. For Pleasant Ridge, it is the home whites with navy and gold. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. As the ball goes up the tip of the way, Valley Falls is going to control it down, and we are underway. The running shot up off the rim, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Howard. Here comes Pleasant Ridge up court with the ball. They'll bring it off on top. Braden Howard is going to have it. The big guy thinking about the three right off the gate. Little look-away pass comes back off on top. Logan Buying will take it. Brings it out to the point to Devin. Stutz starts his way to the left side, drives all the way to the edge, feeds back into the middle. Howard backs in, twists, leans, turns, shoots, and it rolls around, and it's going to fall in. So the first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Pleasant Ridge. They will lead it 2-0. We're at 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Valley with the basketball over to the right side. That's going to be Trenton. Fraxner brings it out on top. They'll bring it off to the point. Hand to the ball up there is Brennan Miller. And the shot is up and good for three for Miller. And it is 3-2. Valley Falls in front. Here's the three on the other end. It's going to be up a good Walker Adams from outside. And now it's 5-3. These two teams are very capable and like the long shot. Here's a feed of the fast break underneath, and it's up and in for two. That bucket to Zach Evans. It is a 5-5 game at 6.5 to go. So in the first minute and a half, we've seen 10 points. I think that's going to be kind of the order of the day. Here's a 12-foot runner. Hits the back of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound cleared down by the Dragons. Here comes Valley Falls up the floor. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Dragons into the forecourt. Down the right side is going to be Brendan Miller. Comes out on top, Zach. Evans will dump it over to the left side. Gassmeyer drives in, kicks it back out on top. Brennan, bunny hop, left-hand layup, good. Brennan Miller, 7-5 Valley Falls, 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Now quickly down to the left side with it. Pleasant Ridge will drive it in. That's going to be buying into the deep left corner. Logan backs in, no room, comes back off on top. It's going to be Justin Johnson, the senior with the basketball. Here's Howard with it. Kicks it over to the left side. The three from the left. Nope. Gassmeyer rebounds it down. Valley Falls bringing it up the court. 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Spinning in. The shot up off the window. And they're going to say he carries the ball. I don't think I've seen that call. I don't think I've seen that call made over a few times this year. I've seen that play done hundreds of times. 7-5. Is the Valley Falls lead with 5:20 to play in the third. The lob in the middle, knocked away by Kraxner. They tried to lob it into Howard, going up for the big guy, but Kraxner's showing great leaping ability. Now here's Cervantes for three. It's up and no good. And Howard coming down with a rebound. Braden will bring the ball partway up the court, quickly dishing it over to the left side to Bynum. He will cut into the lane, little right-hand hook shot is up too soft. Howard coming down with a rebound, and as they try to steal it away, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Chris is going to come over and let us know that the whistle is on. I think on Trenton it will be Kraxner picking up foul number one. And Pleasant Ridge very quick about putting the ball in play. Now driving, spinning, how many steps? There's no travel, but tumbling to the floor after having missed it. Braden Howard can't get it to fall. Valley Falls back up court. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 7-5 lead for Valley Falls. Dragons working the ball. Here's Gassmeyer in a little trouble. Pinned up on the side and able to kick the ball out of bounds off the knee of Walker Adams. Going to be put in play right in front of the Pleasant Ridge bench. And back out on top with it. Here comes Valley. That's Brennan Miller. Backs away all the way into the center circle. Slides over to the left side. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Dillon for three. Gets it. Cervantes from deep from the left edge. It is now a 10-5 lead for Valley Falls. And we've got 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Shot from the outside will not go in. Walker Adams tried to knock down another three. It fails, and the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Up the floor with it, they're going to come. And walking into the forecourt now is going to be Brennan Miller. Valley Falls is going to take what you give them. If you're running with them, they'll do that. They're playing the tight defense. They can slow it down and play a more structured kind of offense. Here's Kraxner crossing over up and in. Trenton's first bucket. And it is now 12-5. Valley Falls with a lead at 3:40 to go in the first. Back to the right side is going to be buying. He looks inside. No room there. Top side Stoots. Devin drives nicely done. Devin Stoots with a running layup. His first bucket of the game. 12-7. That's the first point in some time. Now the feed underneath, there's nobody home, and a layup is going to be up and in for Valley Falls. Pleasant Ridge coaching staff very unhappy taking a timeout. We'll take a break with them, coming at 3:25 to go here in the opening quarter. The score, Valley Falls 14, Pleasant Ridge 7.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back. After the inbound, a shot goes up by Walker Adams. Clanks out, no good, and the rebound going to be lost out of play back to Valley Falls. Valley coming up court with the basketball. Just 3 minutes to go. Opening quarter, they lead at 14-7. For the second time in the game, they have a seven-point lead. Brendan Miller goes three, doesn't get it, and a rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Ridge coming up the court, loses the handle on it. The ball's rolling around, and it's going to be saved deep to the left side by Logan Bain. Brings it off on top. Here's a three. Set sail and missed. Rebound. Howard goes home. Braden Howard will get his fourth point of the game. It is now 14-9 at 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. As he walks up court with it, Brendan Miller looks over his right shoulder at head coach Caleb Gatzmeier, gets the call. Zach Evans will take it on top. Here's Miller with it again on the right side. Drives down, looks, cracks, turns dead, goes Miller, the shot up and in, counted plus one. The bucket by Zach Evans. And as the official is going to come over here, we're going to have a foul in the middle on Walker Adams. It will be his first foul of the game. Team fouls even at one each. Officials taking a little time here, and here we go, coming to the line. The free throw for Zach on his way. Yes. Evans completes the conventional three-point play. Now 17-9, an eight-point lead for Valley Falls. 2:15 to go. First quarter. The feed in the middle of Braden Howard comes out on top. Walker Adams, he'll cut to the right side, leans in, puts a shot up and missed it. He knew he was going to be called for a charge, and he continued in. So he stopped and tried to rise up and kind of fall away with the shot. It came up soft. Rebounding it back down. Valley Falls into the forecourt with it. They will come. Skip pass into the lane. Trying to get away. Zach Evans can't. Gets it out to Miller. Over to the left side. Gatzmeier looking for his first point of the game and can't get it to fall there. Rebounding it down. Skip pass into the other end of the court. The shot is up. Missing badly. Rebound slapped around. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. Walker Adams had come up with the ball. They had a teammate flying down the court. He tried a full length of the court. Skip pass, which was errant, and up the floor with it will come Valley. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. The feed underneath, Kraxner changes directions, comes back on top, rising up, the three is missing, and a rebound underneath Cervantes, kicks it over to Kraxner, and he shakes off his defender, goes through him and scores. Trenton Kraxner with four. It is now 19-9. A double-digit lead already for Valley Falls with a minute 11 to go in the opening quarter. Howard has it, no room. Goes left. Walker goes for three. Nice shot. Second three of the ball game for Walker Adams. And it's 19-12. And we're inside a minute. Again, up the floor patiently. Brendan Miller. Trying to think if either team has made a substitution, and I don't know that they have. Quickly, the steal on the up court. The dish over to the right side. Adams tries to cut in the middle. No room. Comes out on top. Wide open three. No. Rebound. Two Pleasant Ridge players collide. They and the ball tumble out of bounds, and it'll come back in and get to Valley Falls. Now the first substitution will come in, and it'll be for Pleasant Ridge. Entering the ball game is Keston Walker. So Keston Walker is in for the last half a minute of the opening quarter. Valley coming down court with it. They look inside, no room. Now Dillon feeds underneath, falling away. Gatzmeier for two more. Avery makes it 21-12. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Justin Johnson has the ball out on top. Dishes it over. Keston Walker runs, shoots, missed it, but I think they're going to call a foul on the drive. Bishop says, yep, it's going to be on Brennan Miller for Valley Falls. So it'll be Brennan's first foul, and has two fouls now in the game by the Dragons. 7 seconds left in the first. A little look away pass on the inbound, and now the officials are going to stop him, have him do something over again. I'm not sure just what the issue was, but something was the matter. They're going to make him put it back in play once more. And they're going to reset that game clock, I think, to 7.7 maybe. They got it at 6. There it is. 7.7. That's right. 21-12 is the score. Valley Falls leading here at Pleasant Ridge. Last seconds of the opening quarter. Ridge gets the ball out on top. Here's going to be Adams. Pushes off, falls away for three, and missed it. And a rebound. Valley Falls sweep come to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. One quarter in the book. Easton, Kansas. Valley Falls 21, Pleasant Ridge 12.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Going to have you back with us here for High School Hoops on Kent Radio as the opening quarter of this men's game. And Valley Falls has assumed a 21-12 lead over Pleasant Ridge. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, our producer and engineer, in the studio this evening. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and a recap of the opening quarter scoring. For Pleasant Ridge, a half a dozen points on a couple of three-point shots by Walker Adams leads the pack for Pleasant Ridge. Four for Braden Howard, and the other two belong to Devin Stutes. For Valley Falls, it's seven for Brennan Miller. Zach Evans, 5, 3 for Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Kraxner, 4, and Avery Gaspar with 2, all the starters scoring. We're back to play. Pleasant Ridge is going to have it in, and they'll dump it over to the left side. Logan Vine will kick it all the way across, back out on top. The 3 is launched, and that one hits the back of the rim. Sails away off the hand of Walker Adams, no good. Rebound, Valley Falls. Half a minute into the second quarter. Valley back up. Now Dylan Cervantes will bring it up the court. To Kraxner. They lob underneath for Gadsmeyer. It's going to be knocked away, and Pleasant Ridge, a nice job coming up with the save. And they race into the forecourt. They love to run. Shot blocked from behind by Kraxner. Saved in the middle. Straight away, an easy three from the top. It's going to be up and in. Devin Stutes has 5. 21-15, and we're a minute gone in the second. Cervantes up the floor. The feed goes to the left, trying to back in. Not a lot of room there for Zach Evans. Back over to the baseline right. Cervantes gets pushed and fouled down at the baseline as he had initiated his drive. It'll be foul number one by Devin Stutes this evening. The blocking foul will have it coming in play for Valley Falls at their offensive baseline. They lead the ball game at 21-15. The feed over to the baseline left, trying to drive in, falling away. A probably ill-taken shot is up and will not fall down. And a rebound back down to Pleasant Ridge. The driving layup with the left hand is up and good. And Devin Stutes doing all the scoring for Pleasant Ridge here in the second quarter. 5 of the quarter, 7 of the game, and it's down 21-17. 6:25 to play in the third. Back over to the left side for Valley Falls. That is Carson Clark who is in. Clark will have it left side. Loses the handle on it, turns it over. Valley Falls. They'll dump it over to the right side. Pleasant Ridge up the court. Mason Adams kicks it off on top. Driving across is going to be Bying. Logan feeds underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Howard. Dishes it over to the right side with the baseline three. Fails again. Tipped up and in. A nice putback by Devin Stutes. He's having a massive second quarter, and Coach Gassmeyer taking a timeout. He's going to have a word with his Valley Falls team, whose lead has really diminished. 5:53 to go in the opening half. Timeout on the court. It is Valley Falls 21, Pleasant Ridge 19.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With 5:53 to play here in the second quarter, Valley Falls has not scored now in 4 minutes and 37 seconds. And during that time, Pleasant Ridge has gone on a 10-0 run. Dragons lead trimmed to 2, 21-19. Looking in, no room. Comes back out of top, Kraxner. He backs in on Howard. Finger roll up, no good. Howard with the interior position. And his tremendous height is able to go up, sweep it down. The drive to the right side, the shot off the window went good. And more buckets for Devin Stoots. He is having a monster quarter. Flying up the court on the other end. The shot is up, and we've got a dragon foul. And that's going to be, I believe, a second on Walker Adams. It will be Adams picking up his second foul of the game. And coming to the line for Valley will be Zach. Evans with 5 points, one of one at the free throw line. He's got the only free throw taken by anyone in the game, and this one is no good. One more shot coming here for Zach Evans. Dylan Cervantes on the left side of the line, Trent Craxter on the right. And you've got Brennan Miller and Avery Gapsmeyer back near midcourt. One more free throw coming up here. On its way, he rolls around and in. And I'm going to fix that. They waved off the first one, so he gets a redo here. Second one, good. He'll get them both. 23-21, Valley Falls. 5:13 to play in the first half. We've got a game here. Valley Falls have put together a huge lead, double-figure lead, and Pleasant Ridge is able to take it away. Back out top of the basketball, back in away. It's going to be Justin Johnson. Looks it off on top. Stoots, he's been the guy. There's three more. Stoots, he is absolutely phenomenal tonight. 24-23. 4:44 to go in the half, and Pleasant Ridge has taken the lead. Rally with the basketball over to the left side as Gansmeyer comes back out on top. Brennan Miller backs into the lane. Little bunny hop goes up to the left side. Doesn't get the shot away. Gets it over to Craxner. Back out on top. It'll come to Gansmeyer. 4.5 to play. Now they'll take a long look. Miller does over at Coach Gansmeyer. Brings it around to the right side. Cuts back to the left. Steps into the lane. Dishes it over. Craxner alone for three. Drains it. Trenton Craxner hit the big three for his 7th point of the game. 26-24. Baseline shot on the other end. No. Rebound on the floor, it's going to be saved by Pleasant Ridge. Thought that thing had gotten out of the baseline, but apparently no. Now driving in is going to be Adams. Passes up the shot. They'll go down to the baseline left. Justin Johnson back out to Logan Byng. Byng crosses over, goes under and scores his first points of the evening. We're starting again at 26. 3:50 to play. First half. We expected a close game. We thought it would be tightly contested and hotly contested. We've gotten everything we expected. Shot from the top, Cervantes, no. And a rebound, pull back down. Here comes Ridge, driving down, layup, good. The bucket is in by Braden, and Howard will have his 6th point of the game. 28-26, Ridge. Now to the right side, Cervantes shot short, and coming up with the basketball is Pleasant Ridge. They'll bring it down the floor, leading it by two. The feed underneath, Howard up and in. So Braden Howard now at 8 points, and we're going to get another Valley Falls timeout. We're taking a break at 3:04 to go in the half. It's now Pleasant Ridge 30, Valley Falls 26.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
.30-26 is the Valley Falls trails Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge leads it by four. As we're here in the second quarter in Easton, Kansas. Coming out of the timeout, here come the Dragons. Valley walks it up the court. That's Brennan Miller with the ball. Dishes over to the right side. And in for Valley Falls for the first time today is going to be Spencer Doramanji. Here's a falling away shot that's off the mark. No good. An offensive rebound. And going up with a follow shot, Cervantes gets fouled. This, I think, is going to be on Stoots. We'll wait for our official to come over. Yep, that'll be foul number two by Devin Stutes. Four fouls by Pleasant Ridge. Two on Walker Adams, two on Stutes. Bounder Falls has committed two fouls. Craxner and Brendan Miller each with one. The first free throw is up and in for Cervantes. His fourth point of the game. Bounder Falls has done little offensively here in the second quarter. 1 3-point shot by Craxner and a few free throws. This one's no good. And an offensive rebound underneath Doramaji. He's got it wrapped up, reaching in, the jump ball call. Possession arrow comes back to Valley Falls. 30-27. It'll be Gansmeyer inbounding it for the Dragons. Way out on top he goes. Brendan Miller starts right, cuts left, keeps the dribble alive, backs away, heels in the center circle, swings it over to the left to Doramaji. Looking inside, working against Howard, brings it back out, top of the key. Gassmeyer cuts it back to the right side to Howard. He'll knife into the lane, skip pass over to the left side, back out Gassmeyer. He'll put up the three and drain it. He can hit that shot. He's got five, and we're tied now at 30. 2:10 to go, first half. Everything we had hoped this game might be, it has been so far. 2 minutes to go in the half, tied at 30. The dish over to the right side. Here's the hot hand. This one won't go in. Doramaji gets the rebound and crashing over the top. We've got a foul. The whistle is going to be on. Braden Howard, his first foul of the game. Braden Howard is taller than Doramaji, but Doramaji's got him by 62 pounds. And here's the Valley Falls turnaround on the other end. Gassmeyer misses it. Doramaji, the trash follow, gets it up and in. Spitzer for two. 32-30. Valley Falls back in front with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Adams has it top side, kicks it over to the right. Looking into the middle is going to be buying. Goes long cross court. The hot hand to Stutes. He drives in. Has it knocked away. Stolen. Brendan Miller coming up the court. He will drive. Goes up. Doesn't get fouled. The shot gets blocked. And now looking for the rebound of the loose ball. And we may have a foul here. And we've got a player on the court for Valley Falls. Minute 18 to go. Trying to throw that ball back in and off a Valley Falls player. It hits Dylan Cervantes right in the stomach. Not a low shot, not anything like that, but hit him right in the breadbasket. May have even knocked the wind from him a little bit, and they've given him a minute to kind of gather himself. That is going to be basketball belonging to Pleasant Ridge. Ridge coming up the court with it. A minute 10 to go in the half. Adams has it left side. Back out top. Stutes looks in, no room. To the right to Johnson. Johnson's pass to Howard. He's at the right edge of the free throw line. Tries to drive in. Can't find any access. Doramaji really doing a great job. And now driving in, spinning backward, trying to behind the back, behind his head layup. And Walker Adams misses. Rebound, Valley, down the court. The shot, it's up and good. Cervantes has six. 34-30, Valley. Half a minute to play in the third. The feed underneath to Howard. He gets sandwiched between a couple of defenders. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Doramaji. Now he and Howard go to the hardwood, holding onto the ball. Possession arrow back to Pleasant Ridge. Doramaji comes out of the game to standing cheers from the Valley Falls fans. He did a great job. The ball comes into Howard at the free throw line. Dumps it over to the left side. Cutting around is going to be Logan Bying. He'll start into the lane. Dish it off to Johnson. Reverses. Shot blocked from behind and they're going to call a foul on Carson Clark. Clark got upstairs, rejects the shot, but the official down there indicates it is a foul by Carson, his first. And a couple of free throws coming up for Justin Johnson, who has not a point yet tonight. 19 seconds ago in the opening half. It's a 34-30 lead for Valley Falls. The first of two. Back of the heel and falls in. Johnson is on the board tonight. Braden Howard is going to be removed from the game. And for Pleasant Ridge, coming into the game for the first time, is going to be Lucas Buying. Second free throw. Nice. Johnson hits them both, and it is 34-32. And as the ball comes into the forecourt with Dylan Cervantes, we're 12 seconds to go in the first half. Cervantes just holding it up top side, working against Walker Adams. Cuts to the right side, drives in, spins, shot up, missing. Ball tipped around. The shot at the buzzer fails, and we have come to the end of the opening half. It has been fantastic here in Easton. We'll come back to summarize it for you. Going to the locker room at halftime. Valley Falls 34, Pleasant Ridge 32.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here in Easton, Kansas, as the Rams drill team gets ready to entertain a very, very nice sized crowd that has come out for this one here tonight. Let's recap that opening half scoring for you. It's a 2-point game at the break, and for Pleasant Ridge, it's been Devin Stutes. I mean, he had 12 points in the second quarter. 14 of the game leads his team and leads all scorers so far tonight. Braden Howard has 8, and Walker has a half a dozen, leaving two apiece for Justin Johnson and Logan Fying. For Valley Falls, very even. I mean, 7 points, Zach Evans. 7 points, Trenton Kraxner. 7 points, Brendan Miller. 6 points, Dylan Cervantes. Avery Gatzmeyer with 5. The other 2 points by Spencer Doramanji. Fouls are really no issue for Pleasant Ridge. You've got Adams and Stutes with 2 apiece. No one else with more than 1. For Valley Falls, only Brendan Miller with 2 fouls. Got a tremendous second half coming your way, and encourage you to be with us for that. Right now, we're going to take a break. Intermission here in Easton, Kansas. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, with that halftime score, Valley Falls 34, Pleasant Ridge 32. We're kicking it back to Neo. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Going to bring you some halftime fun.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
And welcome to your halftime here at KAIR High School Basketball. Very exciting. Tom Counts with the call. That thrilling first half, Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge, a little bit back and forth. Oh my gosh, Valley Falls got out to that big lead. Pleasant Ridge cut it, and very close. It's 34-32. Valley Falls with that narrow lead at the halftime. Sounds like a lot of fun there in Easton for that one, as the top two teams in the NEKL battling it out. Just a couple more high school games left this season. We do start Substate in just a couple of weeks. Do have one final score. We try to get as many finals as we can from our girls' contest earlier this evening. Royal Valley and Hiawatha. Hiawatha girls getting the victory 63-58. Again, the final, Hiawatha at home defeating Royal Valley. A look at other games taking place in the region this evening. ACCHS is hosting Horton. JCN on the road at Jackson Heights. Again, these are NEKL doubleheaders this evening. McClouth is at Oskaloosa, and Valley Falls travels to Pleasant Ridge. In the KCA League, KC Schlegel is at Atchison. So that's the girls' game. The Atchison girls are hosting Schlegel. The Atchison I boys are on the road at Schlegel. Try to get a score update on that one if I can and pass it along to you. That's a look at some of the games going on this evening in Care Country. Very exciting. We're going to take a break, and we'll get you caught up on that weather forecast and also a look at the sports schedule that's coming up.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until noon tomorrow. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the south 20 to 25 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 65. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
7:23 on your Tuesday evening, 55 degrees in downtown Atchison. Quick look at the sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow evening, the final home doubleheader for Benedictine Raven basketball, as the Ravens are hosting Missouri Valley. If you've not made it up to a game at the Nolan, well, that's your chance. Tomorrow evening, Tom and Gus Council will have the call just in case you can't make it up there. And then coming up on Friday evening, more high school basketball as the season rapidly winds down. Marhill Mount Academy is hosting Horton, 6 o'clock for the girls, 8 o'clock for the boys. Again, Friday, February 18th. That is the breakdown. We're going to take a break. We're going to send it back to Tom Couts in Easton for second half coverage. Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge coming up in about 2.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
7:26 on your Tuesday evening. Going to send it back out to Tom Counts live for second half coverage. Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls, as Valley Falls leads at 34-32. Back to Tom right after this.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Easton, Kansas, where we're just getting underway the second half, and the turnaround shot is going to be up and in by Brennan Miller, and he's got 9. It is 36-32. This is Valley Falls leading Pleasant Ridge. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil in the studio. Neil, thank you for taking care of us all at halftime. The pass goes into the middle. It's going to be stolen away by Kraxer. Outlet down the court. Brennan mishandles it and throws it away. A breakaway layup, and that is the single most difficult shot in all of basketball. 36-32 is Pleasant Ridge. Gets a break right there. Adam Stutes, Howard Johnson, buying. And here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be up and in. And it is now 36-34. Valley Falls to the basketball, leading it by a pair. We're just a minute into the third quarter. Here's a 17-foot pull-up shot, knocking it down. That's Dylan Cervantes. He's got 8. 38-34. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. A little behind the back. Backdoor pass in the lane. Troubled and spinning and traveling with the basketball is Devin Stutes. Stutes getting jammed up in the middle. Could not escape with the basketball. And back up court with it will come Valley Falls. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley will walk into the forecourt and weaving down the left side, Brennan Miller goes in, goes up, misses another layup. Back-to-back shots that Miller's going to always hit would not fall for him. And back up with a chance to cut this thing in half is Valley. There's Pleasant Ridge. Backing in, Howard. Backing in, Howard. Twists and turns and leans and shoots and scores. The bucket is good by Howard, and he's got 10, 38-36. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Dylan Cervantes drives in high off the window and scores over the top of Howard. Dylan Cervantes, use a little geometry there, shot that ball way off the top of the backboard. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and fails for Devin Stutes. Here comes Valley Falls back down the floor. Cervantes takes it down the right side, keeps the dribble alive, brings it back out on top. Howard has it now. Gets it over on the right side. Brennan Miller, top of the key, wearing 13 tonight, by the way, is Avery. The feed underneath, little turnaround shot, rims off, no good. The Valley Falls coming out cold here in the third quarter. They lead by 4, 40-36. The driving shot down to the baseline, missing. But the rebound saved out on top, the runner missing. And rebounded back down by Valley. The shot by Adams and the shot by Stutes, both of them look good, but neither would go in. Pass on top. Cervantes, 3. No. Rebound, Howard. Baseball pass the other end of the floor. Stolen. Leaping into the air. Cervantes to steal it down. The pass looked like it was spot on, but Cervantes, a very, very athletic maneuver to get upstairs and haul that thing down. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Cervantes from 13. Kansas. Dylan having a huge third quarter. 6 in the quarter. 12 in a game. And it's now 42-36. Shot from the outside for 3 is good by Adams. 42-39. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. It's going to take some points to win this game. Cervantes will drive in. Can't get it to fall, but draws a foul coming to the line. No shot, so it's not coming to the line, and the foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, Logan Buying. It'll be his first foul and the first foul of the second half by either team. They'll put it in play, and way out top side it'll come. Backing in, batted away, but coming out on top, rescuing it, Brennan Miller. Brennan plays off the screen, kicks it out on top to Cervantes. He will cut in traffic, shot is up, off the window, no good. Up with the basketball, comes Pleasant Ridge. Quickly down the court, down the right side, Logan Buying puts the shot up, missed it, got his own rebound, missed it again, point blank range. And a rebound is going to be cleared down. Valley Falls, outlet, down the left side. Driving in, the shot off the window. Count that bucket by Zach Evans, plus one. Evans went straight to the middle. A defender comes in and was not going to give the shot up. Initiates contact. He hits it anyway. And that is going to be the third foul of the game for Devin Stutes. And an opportunity here at a conventional three-point play for Zach Evans, who is 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Up and in. He's got 10 points. It is now 45-39 Valley. 3:40 to go in the third. Braden Howard had it on top. He was going to pull up for the three-point shot and then decided not to do that. Starts to drive in, kicks it over to Logan Buying. Buying will dump it over to the left side to Johnson. The drive right to turn into the lane. The shot is up. Too soft. Nice offensive rebound and a putback by Braden Howard. And he's got a dozen. 45-41, 3:20 to play in this third quarter. The ball comes down with Brennan Howard, or Brennan Miller. Miller thought about taking the three. He squared up, and then pulls it back down. Get pass, back door. Cervantes off the window and good. Dylan, 8 points in the quarter now and 14 in the game, and it's 47-41. Off the right side, the shot block from behind, and they're going to call a foul on Kraxner. It is foul number two by Trenton Kraxner, and team foul number one of the second half by Valley Falls. Coming to the free throw line for Ridge is going to be Logan Buying. He's got 2 points today, and this free throw does not go in. One more shot coming up here for the senior for Pleasant Ridge. Second shot. Got that one. 3 points for Logan Buying. 47-42. 2:50 to go. Here comes Valley Falls into the forecourt, and Brendan Miller weaves around to the right side, gets it there to Cervantes, plays off the screen by Fraxner, dumps it over down to the baseline left. That's going to be Zach Evans with it over to Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier's been lightly used so far this evening. 5 points is all he's got in the game. Now here's the feed to the left side. Gatzmeier will go three. It's too strong. And rebounding it down is going to be Walker Adams and Pleasant Ridge. He'll bring it up. Brendan Howard dishes to the left side. The three for the baseline. Nope. And a rebound. Pulled down Gatzmeier. He'll bring it up the floor. Slow it up as he comes across midcourt. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls with the lead and with the basketball in front at 47-42. Skip pass out on top. Kraxner back over to the right side. That's a long three. And it's perfect. From way outside on the right edge. Brennan Miller's 12th point of the game. 50-42. And we're at a minute 55 left. Underneath the shot. Good. Walker Adams drives the baseline and a little layup. 50-44. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Dragons go right side. It's another long three. Couldn't hit the back-to-back. With a long rebound, pulled back down by Valley. The drive toward the end. And the feed inside. A little miscommunication. Stolen away. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Golden opportunity for them to cut into the lead. Stutes, he's the hot hand. Can't hit that one. And rebound pulled down by Gatzmeier. Valley Falls taking it the other way with a minute 15 to go in the third. They lead by half a dozen to 50-44. Not any fouls at all in this game. Two by Ridge, one by Valley here in the third quarter. Out on top of it, it'll be Gatzmeier, top of the key, feeds underneath, and it is going to be out of the reach of Cervantes. Valley Falls will turn it over. And here comes Pleasant Ridge back down the floor. Logan Buying will bring it over to the edge, dishes into the corner. Here's Howard outside the block, hands it over, back it comes to Howard. He will step inside, twist, and They're going to call Craxner for a foul. I believe it will. Trenton Craxner, foul number three. He is the first Valley Falls player to pick up a third foul. Devin Stutz has three for Pleasant Ridge, and now Craxner coming out of the game is going to be replaced once again by Spencer Doramaggi. Spencer, a little limited time in the first half, but played very well. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Adams drives in, feeds underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. Howard with 14, and it's 50-46. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball, leading it here by four. We got a foul off the basketball. I think it may be on Walker. It will be the third foul of the game for Pleasant Ridge point guard Walker Adams. 28 seconds left. Now we're going to see, coming out of the game, Braden Howard. And checking in is going to be Lucas Buying. Here's a layup inside. It's going to be up and good for a quick two by Brennan Miller. 52-46. Down to the baseline. The jumper is good for Pleasant Ridge. Logan Buying. Valley Falls will get a last shot. 8 seconds is there in the forecourt. Start to the left. Comes out on top. Cervantes with four. Cervantes gets tied up, and is there a jump ball? There is. Possession. It's going to go back to Pleasant Ridge. So they're going to have a chance. They're going to have to go the length of the court, and they've got 2.6. And now they're going to bring Howard back in. They're going to post him up. The ball brought in out on top. Stutes. The feed to the circle. The half-court shot by Adams is no good. And it was over and back. And we're going to take a timeout. Three quarters in the book here in Easton, Kansas. The score, Valley Falls 52, Pleasant Ridge 48.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Easton, Kansas. 52-48. Valley Falls leads Pleasant Ridge. Going to the fourth. Scoring lead is for you for Pleasant Ridge, 14 apiece. Devin Stutes and Braden Howard, 11 for Walker Adams. For Valley Falls, 14. Dylan Cervantes, 10 for Zach Evans, and 14 also for Brennan Miller. Here we go. Cervantes drives into the free throw line. Comes out on top to Miller. Drives left, feeds underneath. The shot is up blocked, and there's going to be another foul. Walker Adams picks up his fourth, and he runs to the other end of the court. And that will be the first player on either team to have picked up a fourth personal foul. 7:42 to play. Question here for Coach Arabino. Do you leave him in? Do you take him out? So far, he's made no move to the bench. Coming to the line is Zach Evans. The first of two is good. Zach will have his 11th point, and now Adams does exit the game. Into the lineup for Pleasant Ridge will come Noah Seben Morgan. Second free throw is up. It is no good. 7.5 minutes to go. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. It is a 53-48 game. Over to the left side. Spinning, twisting, leaning, turning, and what do we have? A foul or we have a traveler? What do we got, Rick? Gonna count a bucket and a foul by Doramaggi. So Spencer will pick up his first foul and an opportunity for Braden Howard to complete the conventional three-point play. He now has 16. This free throw won't go in. Doramaggi with a rebound. It's 53-50. And we're at 7:19 to go. And up with the basketball. It's Valley Falls, and that's Brennan Miller. Brennan gets it to Dillon, starts left, drives right, goes into the lane, shoots and scores and gets one more. Fisher comes over, count that bucket. Foul is on 20. That is going to be Braden Howard picking it up, his second. And Dillon Cervantes has had an epic second half. That is his 10th point in the second half, his 16th point so far today. Looks it over, and a free throw is going to be short. It is 55-50, and we've got 7 minutes left. Up the floor, the basketball's Logan Buying. He will drive and shoot and score. Logan Buying has 7, 55-52. 6:50 left. There's a lot of time and a lot of basketball to be played here. Katzmeyer drives into the lane. Dishes it back over to the edge where it's going to be knocked out of his hands and out of play. Back it will come to Valley Falls. Looking out of the court for Valley, all their starters out there, Evan Cervantes, Kraxner, Miller, and Gansmeyer. No, not Kraxner. Kraxner's not in there. Doramaji in there right now. Feet out on top. Here's a three wide to the left side. Brennan could not get that one to fall, and quickly flying down court. Here's Johnson all the way to the baseline. Turns, lobs it off on top. The three is launched and scored. From deep from the left side, another three for Devin Stutes, who scored so much in the second quarter and then scored none at all in the third. But he has made it a tie game at 55. 6 minutes to go, and we are even. Finally with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over with a travel. Doramaji will come out of the game, and big guys, it's just hard for them to dribble the ball and handle it and try to move around a little bit, and he is guilty of the turnover. Here comes Pleasant Ridge, and they have a chance for something they haven't had in a long time, and that's a lead in this game. 3:04 to go, and the first half was the last time they were in front. They have the ball over to the right side, cut into the lane. Back out on top, Brennan Howard drives, twists, turns, spins, jumps, travels. You can only get about so many steps, and Howard is really upset. He's spinning around, throwing his hands in the air. Not very pleased with that call. Here comes Valley Falls. 5.5 to go. Valley runs a little weave up top side now. Cervantes cuts in, dumps it into the corner. Skip pass inside. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Back it'll come to the Dragons. 5.5 to go in the game. Tied at 55. Valley Falls 17-0 on the season, 13-0 in the conference. Pleasant Ridge, hot on their heels, in second place. Here's a feed in the lane to Kraxner, and Brendan Howard crashes over the top of him and will pick up his third foul tonight. That is going to be Pleasant Ridge team foul 6. So Valley's got to be shooting free throws beyond this for the balance of the game. 5:20 to go. Cutting into the lane. To dish across. All alone. The layup is good. Zach Evans. But a beautiful assist. Brennan Miller. 57-55. Valley Falls at 5:10 to go. From the top. The big guy for three. Wide, wide to the right side. Caught on the fly by Brennan Miller. Up the floor he comes. Races into the lane. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. No foul call. They're going to bring it down the left side. Stopping at the top. Kicking back over to the left wing. And now the drive into the lane. The shot is going to be up, and it's going to be good by Noah Siebenmorgen. His first point. Tying the game again now at 57. 4:44 to go. Four and a half now. Kraxner into the lane. Zach, shot misses. Rebounding it back then. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. A look at a lead. Down the left side with it is going to come Stutes. From the top to three. Rebound tipped around, out on top, and it's going to be saved top side, and now we're going to have a very late slow foul call. It was rescued on top by Devin Stutes, and in an effort to run it down that ball, foul number one of the night by Zach Evans. It'll be Valley Falls team foul 4 here in the second half. Brennan Miller coming out of the game, checking in for Valley Falls is going to be Carson Clark, and we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking a break with him. 4:19 to go in the game here in Easton. Your score, Pleasant Ridge 57, Valley Falls 57.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Four minutes, 19 seconds left. 57-57. Pleasant Ridge here at home with Valley Falls. It was overtime the last time these two teams met. Neil, just a warning. She got dinner plans. You may have to put them on hold. Here's a shot from the top. It's up, rolls around, no good. And rebounding it down. Here comes Valley Falls. Avery Gassmeyer comes up. Top side, Dillon. He's standing with his heels at the center circle. Kicks it over to the left to Kraxner. Looks in, skips it off on top, all alone. It's a three, and it is perfect. From the top, Zach Evans. He's opening up the scoring now in the fourth quarter. It is 60-57, Valley, at 3:40 to go. Little seesaw dribble and a cut into the lane, and the shot is up and good. Justin Johnson. That is his first bucket of the game. He's got two free throws in the first half. Now he's got 4 points. 60-59. 3.5 to go. Skip pass over to the left side. Comes back out of top. Kraxner cuts into the lane. Dishes over. The layup is up and good. Kraxner gets the assist. And the bucket in the middle for Carson Clark. And it's 62-59. 3:05 to go. Brendan Howard's got the ball on the left side of the free throw line. Throws it behind his head to Logan Buying, who shoots, misses. Long rebound, going to be saved by Ridge. The driving layup misses. And a rebound is going to be hauled down by Zach Evans. He will walk it up, now hand it over to Dylan Cervantes, who comes into the forecourt with 2:40 to play. Back to the left side, Carson Clark. His feet in the middle is going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Ridge. It's a 62-59 lead for Valley Falls. Ridge will take it all the way down to the baseline. But they got an offensive foul. Justin Johnson will pick up the offensive foul down at the baseline. Cervantes will be putting it in play. With the player control foul, no shots are taken. And now the stoppage of play allows Coach Jaramillo to bring Walker Adams back into the game. He's out there with his four fouls. Valley Falls is going to bring Brennan in, and we have the starting five on the floor for both teams now. Evan Cervantes, Kraxner, Miller, Gatzmeyer, and for Ridge, it's going to be Adams, Stutes, Howard, Johnson, and Baying. 2:05 to go in the game, 62-59. Valley Falls, and now they're opening the floor up just a little bit. Cutting over to the right side is going to be Miller. Kicks it to Trenton. Kraxner back over to the right side to Gatzmeyer. Minute 50 to go. Valley Falls is in no hurry to do anything here. You got Walker Adams up there throwing a hip around. You'd think that with four fouls he'd be more cautious, but here comes Valley. They find in the middle. The ball's gotten away. It's on the floor. Picked up. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. They got the ball with a minute and a half to go, down by three. Over to the right side. The feed across. And we've got a turnover. Pleasant Ridge turns it over right in front of their bench with a minute and a half left. Cervantes brings it in to Trenton. Kraxner, a little skip pass. And into the forecourt, Brendan Miller. Miller comes way out on top. Again, last time these two teams played, it was OT, and this is not much different. Miller's going to drive all the way across underneath the goal and bring it out the other side. Not even considering taking a shot here. And now out on top, he gets fouled. Valley Falls is just going to have to be more aggressive, and this is part of that. The whistle is going to be on Logan Buying, only his second, but before the 1-1 is shot, we're going to take a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking a break with a minute 13 to go in the game. It's Valley Falls 62, Pleasant Ridge 59.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Huh? Minute 13 to go, and it is a 62-59 game. The first free throw off and off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Rams with a minute 5 to go. They get into the fourth quarter, trailing by 3. Tom Steinberg to basketball, holding it up high. It's going to be Logan Buying, standing in the center circle. Feeds underneath. Nice move. The shot is up and good. Adams, his 13th point of the game, makes it a one-point game, 62-61. 49 seconds left. The ball coming up the floor. Valley back on offense. Cervantes has it on top. Knocked out of his hands. It's on the floor. And we're going to have a foul, and that's going to do it. Walker Adams has just fouled out of the game. And now the assistant coach over there. Now Walker's yelling and screaming at the assistant. That's not a good idea. 37 seconds to go. Adams has just fouled out. And he will end the game with 13 points at 37 seconds left. Back into the lineup. For Ridge will come Noah Siebenmargen. Free throw, no good, rebound, pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. They trail by one with a half a minute to go. The question is, what do you do? Coach Jeremiah taking the time out to talk about it. There are so many options. We'll discuss them a little bit as we come back. With a half a minute left, it will be Pleasant Ridge basketball. Valley Falls 62, Pleasant Ridge 61.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Jeremiah's got some real decisions to make. It's a lot of strategy. This is a chess match part of the game. How quickly do you try to score? Do you look for a final shot? Do you go for a two for a one-point lead? What are you going to do here? And so they bring the ball in. 25 seconds left. Howard has it. He's your big threat, the big guy. He's backing in. Skip pass underneath. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off. Valley Falls to come back to Pleasant Ridge at their baseline with 15 seconds left. A one-point Valley lead. They're protecting the undefeated season. It comes into Howard. He wants the shot. He drives. He drops his shoulder. And it's an offensive foul or no? He drops his shoulder. The bucket goes in. What is the call? We haven't gotten it. The foul is going to be an offensive foul on Braden Howard. Braden Howard with the charge as he goes into the lane, and we've got a Valley Falls timeout. Neil, I'm not guaranteeing this is the last one of the game, but it comes in with 10 seconds to play, and the score, Valley Falls 62, Pleasant Ridge 61.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What a thrilling finish here in Easton, Kansas tonight. We're enjoying hoops on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 10.9 seconds remain. Valley Falls, an undefeated season on the line, putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. It'll be Avery Gatzmeyer wearing the 13 tonight, bringing it in. Everybody jammed up about 10 feet from the backcourt line. Now guys run to the other end. They'll bring it in quickly. Cervantes, they reach it in Valley. 9.0, and we go to the other end of the court because not only has Valley Falls been at the free throw line, but now they're going to be there for two. That is team foul 10 by Pleasant Ridge. Valley Falls has committed only four team fouls in the second half. Dylan Cervantes, hands on his knees. He understands the importance of the shot. 9 seconds is a lot of time. That, by the way, the third foul by Logan Vine. First of two. Yes. Dylan Cervantes, having missed his last free throw, he is now 2 of 4 at the free throw line and has 17 points tonight. One more shot for the three-point lead. Gets it. It is now 64-61. And we're going to hang on to it right here, Neil. As again, we're going to have a timeout taken by Ray. I told you I didn't think it was going to be the last timeout a moment ago. Here we go. Each team has one timeout remaining. We have 9.0 seconds to go in the game. With those two free throws just moments ago by Dylan Cervantes, Valley Falls now has a three-point lead. But tell you what, Pleasant Ridge has some real shooters on this team. But Valley Falls is, how do you defend this? Do you commit a foul? Now, this is Gus's old ploy. If this was Gus coaching this team, it would be an immediate foul. You would not waste a second in committing a foul, knowing then that Ridge could only score two, and you're leading by three. Let's see what happens here. The ball comes in, and they reach, and there's the foul. So coming up the floor with the basketball was Logan Bying. But not only did they commit a foul, but there's not even foul shot yet. That was team foul five. They're going to bring it in again. Bring it up the court. Somebody's going to foul. They're going to get the shot away at the buzzer. It's off the window. They didn't commit the foul, and we go to overtime. Coach Gatzmeyer's frustrated. He wanted the foul committed. It didn't happen. The shot up off the window is good. We go to OT. We'll be back. Neil, we're taking a 60. We return to Easton for the first overtime.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
You could see it coming like a truck. Their first meeting went overtime, and the meeting here tonight going into OT. The ball is up, the tip away, brought down. The shot is up, no good, but we're going to have a foul by Valley Falls. And coming to the free throw line, Pleasant Ridge. The whistle is going to be on Avery Gatzmeyer. That is his first foul tonight. And stepping to the stripe, Justin Johnson. 4 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the line. Free throw, no. One more shot coming up here for Justin Johnson. 64-64. Pleasant Ridge led in scoring by Stutes with 17. Howard with 16. Second free throw, no good. 13 for Adams, who's fouled out. Buying with 10, who hit that big three. For Valley Falls, 18 for Cervantes. 16 for Evans, 14 for Miller. And here's a shot. No, rebounding it back down. Pleasant Ridge. Each team with the possession, neither team has scored. 3.5 to go in the OT. The dish to the left side, Howard. Big guy has it knocked out of his hands, but it's going to be saved by a teammate up topside. 3:25 to go in the overtime. This is going to be Logan Vine. He cuts left. Easy layup. Everybody got out of his way, and he lays it up and in, and he's got a dozen. He has scored the last 5 points now for his team. It is 66-64. Bridge with the lead here at home. Brendan Miller skips it back out on top to Cervantes. Cuts back to the left. Goes through two defenders. Shoots and scores. Dillon for two and ties the game. He's got 20. 66-66 at 2:50 to play in the overtime. 20 points for Valley Falls. Dillon Cervantes. Buying again, drives the left side, slips and falls, and thrown for a travel. Right now, head coach Caleb Gansmeyer for Valley Falls on his feet, talking to his team. Pleasant Ridge head coach Isaac Jaramillo on his feet, talking to his team. This is one of the great moments of basketball. You got the two teams battling for the top spot of the conference, and it goes to overtime. How does it get much better than this? Valley Falls with the ball. 2.5 minutes ago in the OT and is still tied. Drive to the right side, Gatzmeyer for two. Avery Gatzmeyer makes it 68-66 at 2:25 to go. Top side with the basketball is Logan Buying for Pleasant Ridge. He'll feed it over to the right edge to Stutes. Kicks it back out on top to Buying. He's had the hot hand in the late moments of the game. Here's Stutes for three. Rebound. Crashing around. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll be off. Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge is going to have a backhand play at their offensive baseline. 2:09 to go in OT. And Valley leading by a pair. Looking in. They bring it in, and the layup easy. Nicely done. Johnson has six. Tied again now at 68. And we have 2 minutes to go in the overtime. Valley Falls down court with it. Here's a three for Gatzmeyer. Way too hard. Rebound is on the floor. Players diving for the ball. We get a jump call and a pointing arrow. Dragons. 1:51 left in the overtime. It is a 68-68 ball game. Valley Falls is led by as many as 10. But Pleasant Ridge just battled and battled. Here's a driving shot off the window and good! And Valley Falls up again by two. On the bucket by Brendan Miller, his 16th point of the game. Spinning into the lane, is that a travel? No, but the shot is up and in. Buying ties it again. 70-70 with 1.5 minutes left in overtime. Who will blink first? Brendan Miller at the top. Eases over to the right side. Stops at the top. Kicks it. Take it to Zach Evans. Gatzmeyer cuts into the lane, turns, shoots, no. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Devin Stutes. He's into the forecourt. And now it is Pleasant Ridge with an opportunity not to battle back as they've done the last three trips up the court, but in fact to have a chance at a lead. 1 minute to play. 70-70. On the next foul, Pleasant Ridge will be in the 1-1. Valley Falls is in the double bonus and has been for a while. Pass out topside, Devin Stutes. And we're going to get a timeout. Pleasant Ridge going to set the course for the last 50 seconds. Timeout of the court with the score. Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls in overtime, tied at 70.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good Good to have you with us. A packed house here tonight in Easton, Kansas, Pleasant Ridge, and Valley Falls. Doesn't get much more exciting than this. 17-0 Valley Falls, 14-3 Pleasant Ridge, the top two spots in the NEKL with JC and Wright on the heels of Pleasant Ridge, one game behind. 50 seconds to go in the overtime. Tied at 70. Coming out of the timeout, Pleasant Ridge will be putting it in play. And again, for Ridge, Walker Adams has fouled out of the game. Did that back in the fourth quarter with just over a half a minute to go. Here come the Rams. Down the left side, Logan Vine. He has been so good. He hit that shot that took it to overtime. He's hit two buckets, has four in the OT. Buying has been great. He will drive into the lane, dish it across. It's knocked away by Kraxner and picked up by Valley Falls. And now we're going to get a foul call. Let's see who this one's on. This is going to be the fifth foul on Braden Howard, and he is going to foul out in overtime with 28 seconds to go and end the game with 16 points. He is the second player to foul out for Pleasant Ridge. Walker Adams was the first, and we go to the other end of the court. Coming to the line for the Dragons is going to be Trenton Kraxner. His free throw. No. Kraxner misses the first one. He has 7 points, has not scored in the second half yet or in OT. Has not had a free throw yet tonight. For the lead, it's in. So it's now 71-70. 25 seconds left. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Ridge with the ball down top side. Then lob it off on the top. Back over to the left wing. Driving in. Changing hands. Spinning in. Turning. Shot. No. Rebound tipped out. Pull down by Gassmeyer, and he gets fouled. The shot missed in the middle, and Gassmeyer clears down the rebound. Fouled with 11 seconds to go. And he will be coming to the other end of the court for two shots, and we're going to get another timeout taken by Pleasant Ridge. They need to decide how they're going to handle this. And that, by the way, is the fourth foul of the game for Logan Vine. Hang on with us, Neil. We're going to take one more timeout. Again, with 11 seconds left in the overtime, it's Valley Falls 71, Pleasant Ridge 70.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back. Had a game. We expected this, and we have not been disappointed. The last time this game, these two teams played, December the 17th, it was a 72-65 Valley Falls win in OT there. The free throw, Gatzmeyer's good. Avery Gatzmeyer hits the first, makes it 72-70 for the 3-point lead. This one, no. Rebound. Pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Here they come. 7 seconds, six. You go for three here. The drive in. The spin with four. The shot is good. No, they're waving it up with a traveling call. Traveling violation on the way into the lane. And now with 2 seconds to go, we're going to get a timeout taken by Pleasant, or by Valley. By Valley Falls and Coach Gatzmeyer. He is having a deep conversation with his assistant coach, Clayton Hawk. And we're going to hang out right here, Neil, with 2.4 to go. 72-70 tomorrow night. I think this was fun. We're going to have more of this tomorrow night as it's Benedictine basketball and the Ravens with their final regular season home game up in the Nolan Gymnasium. Going to be playing host to Missouri Valley out of Marshall. Tremendous rivalry. Great team coming in. Should be a fantastic game. You got to come up and see the Ravens. The last regular season game at home, we're going to be with Benedictine again on the road Saturday from Parkville, Missouri. As the last regular season game of year at Park. Here we go. 2.4 to go. Your Valley, do you just launch this thing deep into the backcourt? You just try to get in play and see if they get fouled? They do. They throw the baseball pass to the other end. It's going to be touched, pulled down, dribbling it out on top. Final score tonight in overtime. Valley Falls 72, Pleasant Ridge 70. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
What an incredible couple of games we've enjoyed here this evening in Easton, Kansas. Valley Falls continues its perfect season, now 18-0, but on the way to that, two overtime wins over this scrappy and talented Pleasant Ridge team. Let's take a look at the scoring for you tonight, first of all. Four, Pleasant Ridge. Wow, I mean, four guys in double-digit scoring, 17 for Devin Stutes, 16 for Braden Howard, 14 Logan Buying, and 13 for Walker Adams. Half a dozen tonight for Justin Johnson and Noah Siebenmorgan coming off the bench with 2 points. They were big, too, here at the end of regulation. For Valley Falls, 20 points tonight. Here at Bank of Atchison, player of the game, Dylan Cervantes. Dylan with 20. 16 tonight for both Zach Evans and Brennan Miller. It was an 8-point game for Trenton Kraxner and Avery Gatzmeyer. And off the Valley Falls bench, two each for Carson Clark and Spencer Doramaggi. Again, Valley 18-0 and 14-0 for Pleasant Ridge. Their record now goes to 11-3. 11-3 in the conference and 14-4. On the season. More hoops tomorrow. We talked about it. We'll be up in the Nolan, Benedictine, and Missouri Valley. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Don't miss it. Thanks for having me join us here this evening. Thrilling games. Opener. It was a 44-30 win for Pleasant Ridge over Valley Falls. And the nightcap, an OT win for the Dragons. Till we greet you next time. Neil, great work back there under extreme pressure. Very well done. Thank you very much tonight. Tom Katz here in the gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School.